Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio. Protests with hundreds of thousands of people in Lebanon over in the Middle East. You can share your thoughts with us on that. People are mad. They want the government completely disbanded. This isn't some kind of wussy protest where they're just begging for some new government program like what happens frequently in the United States. These are people who are genuinely sick and tired of the corruption and the violence and the terrorism of the state. And all states are like that. All governments are like that. It's just that these people are unusual because they're coming together despite whatever differences they may have, whatever, for instance, religious
differences.
Right,
yeah, they're every religion that you've got in Lebanon, they've all come together.
They're in the streets. They're saying, you know what, this one religion, the government religion, we don't want you anymore. Get out of here.
That's a cult.
And we're going to get into that a little bit further. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We can also continue discussing video game addiction, which is one of the things we discussed in the first hour of the show. But with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Indeed. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. CNBC reporting today on the protests that apparently kicked off on October 17th. So before the weekend started, hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of Lebanon to protest various problems with the government there, but further demand that the government goons just leave, just resign and don't come back. They are saying that, and then the government came back with the government gang came back with promises like, well, we'll cut our salaries in half. We're serious. We really want to stay in power. And the people said, one lady here, an assistant professor at the American University of Beirut, said, quote, there's a severe feeling that this is BS. And she said the full word. I can't say that on the radio. She says that it's been 5 days now of protests. Further, quote, she said, it's really not going to curb people's anger on the street. People made very clear claims about the failure of this ruling class, including Hezbollah, including Prime Minister Hariri, to address any of the socioeconomic and political grievances in the last 30 years. For them to come out with this BS list of 25 technical reforms without addressing anything about political failure, it's preposterous, she says.
Well, I mean, so is the existence of government as an organization type, but, you know,
and we're probably not to that point yet, would be my guess. I don't, you know, I have not talked to these protesters, but I suspect most of them would be okay with having a government. They just don't want this government.
They want something else.
Yeah. So they believe that the something else would be a better government, and it may be.
Bob, you suck. You're out. Dave, your turn.
Right. And people just haven't had enough experience to understand yet that it doesn't matter if it's Bob or Dave or Sue, that they're all going to be power-seeking sickos who want to use violence.
Airdrop a bunch of, like, educational material, over Lebanon?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. That's a good question.
It's a thought.
There's an interesting, looks like video here, maybe from somebody's Twitter account, Dalai Mawad, tweeting, quote, protesters won't budge, not after the prime minister's speech. Here they are heard shouting, quote, each politician needs to leave. So they're not saying it's just one party that's the problem, or it's just one guy or one small group. They're saying every politician, we don't want you anymore.
I mean, I love the sense.
Refreshing, isn't it?
I'm like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, why can't that happen here? Demonstrations kicked off October 17th, triggered by a new tax reform plan put forward by the government that imposed taxes on a number of everyday services, such as WhatsApp.
Reform.
The government has since walked back the WhatsApp tax. The heart of citizens' anger lies in economic crisis and dire lack of basic public services in a country of 6 million. Protesters blame decades of government corruption, a deeply entrenched system of patronage, and immunity for those in power. Sounds familiar.
You ever notice, with the word reform, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the government puts some sort of program in place, and then, like, later on, a bunch of people will be like, well, it sucks. It doesn't work. It's not... And I mean, duh, it's a government program. It never works. And then they go, oh, well, we didn't quite do it right the first time. We're going to reform it now and make it work right. And then they don't. Like, it's just this term that they use to keep the stupidity in place in the first place.
Well, see, every change to government is a reform, right?
Yeah, it just changes forms. Right. That's literally what the word
reforming
means.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean it's better. You know, when in 2001, after the September 11th attacks in the United States, they reformed the Justice Department to call it the Department of Homeland Security. Did that make it any more efficient or better?
No, absolutely
not.
It arguably, airport security got worse.
It is absolutely worse. Unemployment sits between 35 and 40%. The country ranks 138 out of 175 in Transparency International's Global Corruption Perception Index. Ooh, I have not heard of this index before.
Ooh, that sounds like a nice index.
We're going to have to pull this up here.
Before I forget, you mentioned airplanes and the airports and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I hate the TSA. They
don't like you either.
I'm sure they don't. But I did find a product online recently. It's called the Testacuzzi.
What?
Yeah, this is it's a little jacuzzi. It's a battery-operated jacuzzi for your weirdos, for your boys. Yeah,
okay.
For your gentlemen down under.
Battery-operated jacuzzi.
Yeah, and like apparently, you know, it's like a jacuzzi, but it's called the Testacuzzi, right? You can go look it up on Kickstarter, and I think they have a website for it as well. But I was thinking to myself, I want to get one, not necessarily to use, right, but just to like pack in my bag the next time I fly and make the
so
TSA
they can ask
open
you about
and go,
it.
Oh, excuse me, sir, what? It's an electronic device. It's battery operated. You know, you could even turn it on and put it in your bag before you send it through the thing to, like, garner the attention, right? And then make them fondle it, you know what I mean? And then ask you what it is.
Where's that been,
and then
sir?
When you tell them, go, oh, okay, you can go, sir. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Oh, I'm tempted to ask you more questions about that, but we're on the radio, so I don't think we should talk about it any further.
How to Troll the TSA by Captain Kickass.
Meanwhile, Lebanon's 1.5-year interest rate is an eye-watering 23.5%, which bond traders say implies a 75% probability of default over the next 18 months. And normally when people buy bonds, they expect that the government's going to be a thing that exists in the future. But here they aren't so sure about that. Low economic growth and astronomical debt at 150% of GDP have only exacerbated problems like crumbling infrastructure that make frequent power cuts, hey, sounds like California, and mounting piles of uncollected garbage an everyday occurrence. Yuma Fawaz, Lebanese journalist and filmmaker, told CNBC, quote, "You are liars. I would love to tell them that," unquote, he says, stressing that Hariri's plan still failed to address the corruption and the electricity shortages that plague her country. She wrote on Twitter shortly after the speech, quote, "If you possess the ability to pass these economic reforms, what were you waiting for? Do you care so little for the people?" And the answer is yes.
I mean, the three of us here agree, of course, but, I mean, dear people of Lebanon, you know, tell your government to go F themselves.
That's what they're doing.
And
that's
then,
literally what they're doing.
Dear people of America, tell your government the same thing.
Of everywhere, really.
Yeah.
The people of Earth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? You know, hear me now. Tell your government to go F themselves and pick up Bitcoin. Start using that as your currency to exchange with your neighbors and families and friends and just watch the magic happen.
Indeed. I wish it were that easy to convince people, Captain Kickass. I mean, you're very persuasive, but unfortunately, people just are too comfortable.
As long as Monday Night Football is still on the TV and the beer is still in the fridge,
it's flowing.
I don't think Americans are going to protest like this.
Yep. Ratings agency S&P Global reported Lebanon could face a currency devaluation and another credit downgrade if its foreign reserves keep failing. S&P estimated the country's usable foreign currency reserves could drop to $19.2 billion, down from $25.5 just last year. Their rating has been downgraded by Fitch to CCC, which is, I guess, bad.
That's like one level above junk.
Is that right? And then S&P held their rating of B-. Hariri said in a speech Monday, appearing to support the protesters' right to demonstrate, quote, "It's up to you to decide when to stop, but it's because of you this reform package has been passed." So they're trying desperately to hold on to their power. Your thoughts are certainly welcome if you want to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Where will it end? What will it look like when it does? Time will tell. And if you see something develop there that we haven't touched on, feel free to call in and let us know. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half, without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back in your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. What do you want to talk about? The massive anti-government protests going on in Lebanon right now? Or you want to discuss video game addiction? Whatever it is you want to talk about, you can here on Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
Michael.
Captain Kickass.
Coming up in late, or not really late February, mid-February. February 13th through the 16th, Acapulco, Mexico is going to be the host, once again, to Anarchapulco, featuring, I don't know how many dozen speakers, but they've got at least, you know, a couple dozen they've given to me here. Ron Paul is coming back. You never seen Ron Paul speak?
I never have.
Yes.
Great excuse.
I mean, not live. Yeah. I've seen video. Right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. This is where he will fill an entire auditorium full of people.
Standing room only.
2,000 people, yeah. Standing room only, or close to it. It's an incredible event, but it's not all about Ron Paul. It's about voluntarism. It's about freedom. It is the world's foremost conference for those things, and it attracts people from all across the planet. Other great speakers like John McAfee, Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Jeffrey Tucker, and many more. You can go to anarchapulco.com, learn more about the event, and get 10% off with promo code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's February 13th through the 16th. But there are other things that happen before and after the event, so take a look at the website, learn more about it, book your hotel, and get your tickets now. By the way, this is taking place at a beach resort in Acapulco. It's the same place it's been for the last couple of years. It's an amazing place. It's an amazingly beautiful resort, and you don't have to walk too far to get right into real Acapulco as well, which is a fun place to go visit. I always like getting off of the resort property and going, you know, getting some tacos at a taqueria.
Right,
and
yeah.
Walking around.
Explore a little.
Yeah, exactly. Anarchapulco.com, February 13th through the 16th. Get 10% off with code FTL.
Is John McAfee actually going to appear, or is it going to be like hologram?
I hope he actually appears.
Yeah. Broadcast from his pirate ship, you know, 200 miles offshore.
I know the government in the U.S. is after him, and that's why he's right. On his ship right now. I think he's actually been in Cuba recently,
yeah.
As I understand.
That's the last place I heard of him being.
Right.
I remember seeing like an interview, a live thing, you know, maybe a Facebook Live or a YouTube Live or something, where he was on his boat at the time giving the interview.
Yeah, he's been doing videos from his boat. I haven't been following him in recent days.
No, me neither.
But I did follow him when he first launched on the boat tour or whatever you want to call it. He's still running for president in the United States, but just running from his boat, as I understand it. So, and we've had John on the program before, so hopefully we'll get him back.
I haven't been to an Anarchapulco, and I feel so lame being the type of person that I am. And I've wanted to go every year since the first year. I've known about it since the first year.
You know, obviously it's international travel, and that can be a little costly as far as things are concerned. Yeah. But all things considered, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a plane ticket relatively affordably to go down to Acapulco. And
lodging is inexpensive. Food's inexpensive.
And considering the fancy, you know, status of this resort, it's not that outrageous. But it's not going to be like, you know, a dirt motel next to nothing. It's
going
to cost you zero. But so, you know, if you've got a little bit of savings, got a little bit of cryptocurrency you've had stashed away and you want to go and check out this thing, I recommend it. Anarchapulco.com, promo code FTL, save 10%. All right, so we're going to continue here. We got actually, it looks like some Julian Assange news that I just happened to spot. This is, I'll just do a quick one here. There's not a lot to this. But we haven't talked about Julian Assange since they snatched him out of the embassy.
That was a year ago.
Was it already a year ago?
Yes, because they sentenced him to 50 weeks in prison for breaching his bail conditions, and that ended about a month ago.
Wow. But then they held him because of potential extradition,
for extradition to the U.S.
And that has not happened yet. He's still in London. According to Bloomberg, a mumbling Julian Assange told a London judge that he didn't understand a court proceeding on Monday as the WikiLeaks founder complained that his isolation in British prison has made it hard to fight the U.S. extradition case against him. That's the point. That's what they do. They put people in jail in advance of a trial, and it damages their opportunity and their ability to defend themselves. Even if they
have
attorneys.
Point.
And Assange is obviously going to have an attorney. He's got WikiLeaks behind him. They've got some money. They've been taking donations in cryptocurrency for years. So I'm not going to say that they don't have the help that they need to have. But if your client's all whacked out because they're keeping him up 24 hours a day, you know, there's not that much that you can do.
Yeah.
How are you going to meet with your client if you can't even put a sentence together to try to talk to him about what's happening or what he needs to say?
I read a story this morning that said he could barely say his own name.
Yeah, I shudder to think what they're actually doing to the man. I mean, you know, they take
torture,
him out of the
torture,
out
whatever
of the public, and you know, I mean, we know how it goes. Other people have been kidnapped by governments and, you know, kept behind closed doors and only brought out for, like, their trial and
right.
stuff like that. And, like, you have no idea what's actually going on.
We remember the story about Bradley Manning, and now Chelsea Manning, but when first put into jail, into their holding cell, it was a torture chamber because it was one of those ones where you are not just in solitary confinement, but one of the types of cells where the lights are on 24 hours a day.
Oh, the dark deprivation.
And
do they pump a bunch of noise and stuff into?
I don't remember that allegation, but it's just a noisy environment anyway. They reported that doors were slamming constantly, and so you're always hearing the bustle of the jail going on around you. You've got 24 hour a day light, so it throws off your circadian rhythms.
Right.
You don't know when you're supposed to be sleeping and when you're supposed to be awake, and that just ruins your mind. To be in a situation like that. Sleep deprivation, I've had that before, and it was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. So to be in a situation, and I was not in a jail situation. That was just a situation I brought upon myself.
Right, right.
But to have that brought upon you, and to have to live in a situation like that day after day after day. No wonder his according to the story here at Bloomberg, his comments were rambling and often inaudible. The 48-year-old said he wasn't able to do research from his cell. Well, yeah, no kidding. How could you?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like there'd be any way.
They claim that they give you access to a law library when you're in jail, but it is a laughable law library if you even can get to it, and you're not going to have that in the UK for American law.
Right.
No.
Well, and I'm laughing, too, because I know that there are so many laws, regulations, and other government mandates in the United States that nobody can count them.
Of course, you couldn't possibly.
There's just so many that nobody can count them.
And you certainly can't read them.
Well, no.
Assange has been in Belmarsh prison in the UK since he was evicted from the Ecuadorian embassy back in April of this year, so not quite a year since he was evicted. But the Australian has been in hiding or in prison for 7 years since he first jumped bail to avoid questioning in a Swedish sexual assault case. Assange said, quote, "It's very hard where I am to do anything." He said, "This is not equitable. What's happening here?" His comments came at the end of a hearing where his lawyers sought extra time to fight the American charges, arguing that political crimes aren't covered by the UK-US extradition treaty. The judge set a full hearing for late February. February!
To be continued. He'll be tortured until
then. It's October! We can't get a full hearing until February about this. Meanwhile, he will stay in the prison cell. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding in northern Syria.
Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House on Monday, the president also reminds us,
where is an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization, to protect the Kurds? It never said that.
The president was also asked about the economy and says it's doing fantastically well.
It's getting very close to another record. We've had many records since we won office.
The teacher strike in Chicago will continue at least through Tuesday. In a social media post Monday afternoon, the city announced that schools would be canceled again on Tuesday as negotiations between the two sides are ongoing. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging teachers to return to the classrooms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and the captain.
Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge, especially with travel and work schedules getting in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature can help you. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you can get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which will give you the best pricing and free shipping, and then after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and vegetables. You can go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL to get that special offer. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones here, or actually to our Discord server, where AC is on the line in Ohio. Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, before I get to my point, you know something I really hate?
No, what?
You ever, on certain smartphones and tablets, you know the area where you put the SD card and or the SIM card in?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know some of them have these stupid little plastic trays you got to put them on?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
get these cards back on here so I get this into my phone. And it's driving me nuts.
Well,
it won't stop falling off.
Getting angry at it certainly isn't going to help the situation. That much is for sure. But I can.
I'm sitting there saying to myself, I think they should outlaw these things because they suck.
I suspect that's probably not going to help the situation. But what were you calling about tonight?
I excited my frustrations. So you guys were talking earlier in the show about video game addiction, and as a hardcore gamer myself, I tend to know a lot about this subject matter.
Okay, sweet. Lay it on us.
Yeah, when a lot of people talk about addiction, they only think about the negative stuff. Like, they think about, you know, the tobacco, the alcohol, the worst type of addiction. But not all addiction is bad.
Really?
Addiction
like
actually is a very neutral thing when you look at it from a scientific point of view. Addiction
I've never heard it described that way, because normally it does tend to have sort of a negative component to someone's life if they're addicted.
A self-destructive component.
Right, otherwise it's just a habit.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing is, addiction technically is a habit to a certain
level.
Addiction
to a damaging extent, though. I think.
Yeah, that's what most people think of addiction. Sure, that's a extreme form of addiction where you're so hooked on something that if you want to stop, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Level of addiction.
Well, give me an example of an addiction that's a healthy addiction, like working out.
Like you have an interest in something that you really like and you keep doing, like. My case, video games. I like to play video games, but if I need to stop to go do something else, I can do something else. I don't.
Then you're not an addict. If you can stop doing the thing and you have. Because it's one thing to say you can stop, it's another thing to actually stop and not feel like you're missing something or that you have to go back as soon as possible or feel like you're jittery because you don't have the thing that you want to do. If you are just enjoying a thing and you can put that thing down and you can go do another thing and not have your thoughts consumed completely by the thing you put down, you're not addicted to that thing. I don't think.
Yeah, well, there's this weird scientific consistency that I've looked into that show that addiction has different levels, and that there is such a thing as that we all have addictions to something. It's just that what kind of is it? Just like your typical interests, where it's like what we're talking about right there, where you can put it down, or where it's really extreme, where it affects your life. As I've seen, it has a very broad spectrum. I could be wrong, but that's what I've looked into.
Well, according to the American Psychiatric Association, addiction is a complex condition, brain disease that is manifested by compulsive substance use despite harmful consequences. People with addiction have an intense focus on using a certain substance or substances, such as alcohol or drugs, or, in this case, video games, to the point that it takes over their life. They keep using alcohol or a drug even when they know it will cause problems. Yet a number of effective treatments are available, and people can recover from addiction. Going on, they talk about distorted thinking and distorted behavior and body functions, but addiction usually has to do with you are using this thing to your detriment, to what somebody would say from the outside is to your detriment. You yourself, being in the throes of the addiction, may not be able to identify the detriment, or you may, even when presented with the detriment, ignore or deny, oh, look, you just lost your girlfriend. Oh, you just lost your job. Is that enough of a hint that you might have a problem? And for the true addict, they would say that they, you know, that's not a problem.
That is definitely seems like how most people look at addiction. So, like I said, I could be wrong, you could be right.
Talking about a habit, you're talking about a hobby, you're talking about something that somebody enjoys. And I think that the line can get blurry, you know, as far as when you cross from really being a fanatic and, you know, enjoying a certain hobby or whatever to being completely obsessed or at least using that thing or doing that thing to the point of where it's causing a problem in your life. Have you ever had any kind of situation, AC, with video games that it has caused an issue for you?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Then I'm going to say you're not addicted to it. You know, if you haven't lost your job.
I know I'm not addicted. The thing is, my dad has said a couple times I'm addicted to video games. Like, no, I'm not, because there's plenty of times when I'm not playing video games. I'm doing other things, so,
right.
You know.
And while you're doing the other thing, are you thinking about the video games?
Not really.
No.
Sometimes,
maybe. When you wake up in the morning, when you wake up in the morning? Are you planning your day around your video games? I don't know if we're losing. I think we're losing some packets there. I want to thank you for the call, AC. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But that's a good question, Captain Kickass. Is your day structured around what you're going to do in your next gaming experience?
Right. And, like, I realize there's some gray area there because, like, people say things like, oh, you know, just do what you love. And so if you structure your day around, like, the thing that you love, is that a thing that you love or is it an addiction? So that's why the definition of addiction. But I think you guys nailed it.
Well, here's the other question is if the thing that you love is hurting the other things that you love, because you can love more than one thing, right?
Sure.
Then is that an addiction? Yeah, it absolutely is. Like, if I'm so bad at playing video games that my dog doesn't get fed or taken out, you know,
right?
That's an indication that something's wrong. Because you can love
you might just need a break.
Yeah, exactly. Or you end up dead at, like, you know, these internet cafes like they saw out in South Korea. And that takes us all the way back to what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show with video game addiction. We were going to get into a story that you had, Captain Kickass.
No, I do. That's true.
About the kind of the history of gaming addiction. We had shared, you know, a lot of the frustrations that people have had. Studies. Oh, I said I was going to give you the numbers.
Oh, right.
That's what we didn't get to. So from the story that we started the show with from the Los Angeles Times focusing on Korea, but just talking generally about video gaming addiction. Now, remember, they said that the majority of adults in Korea are gamers. And I would say at the very least of the people I know in, you know, in their 30s and 40s, people like us here in this room, we grew up with video games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've been through the entirety of that era, basically. And it's something that most of us never really gave up on. It was something that I think a lot of our parents at the time thought, oh, that's just a phase.
You know? Oh, I don't know. Like, my parents thought it was evil and that, you know.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah. You're going to turn into a serial killer or whatever.
Yeah, we didn't have that in our house. No Nintendo, no nothing like that.
You didn't have any video games in your house?
No, I had to go to other people's houses.
I did too, to an extent, because, like, we only got hand-me-down games, so, like, while everybody else had, like, Atari and Coleco, we were just getting Pong.
You were getting Pong.
Yeah.
The American Psychiatric Association says that between 0.3% and 1%, so I just went out on a limb earlier, I said 1%.
Yeah.
They're saying, yep, 0.3 to 1% of the U.S. population may be potentially diagnosed with acute gaming disorder. But the issue, they say, needs more research. There's more on the way. We can talk about gaming, addiction. Your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. If you can put down the video game controller, tell us about your problems.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we back on the air?
We are.
Playing a video game.
We are. No, you weren't. Were you?
No, I was.
Okay. Are you like a phone gamer? Because I'm not into that at all.
No, I use the phone for looking stuff up.
I never got into the little casual phone type game.
I tried a few of them. I did try Flappy Bird when that thing was like a craze. I don't know if you heard about Flappy Bird.
I did hear about Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a gamer.
You know, I like video games. I grew up with them. I love them. I just don't spend much time on them these days. And if I'm using my phone, the last thing I want to do is burn my battery away on a video game.
Right. Did you use, like, the handheld games growing up, right? Like, before they were real video?
No,
before that.
I had, like, the little desktop, like, 12-inch tall mini Pac-Man game.
Oh, nice.
I grew up in the 80s.
Okay.
So, you know,
you mean like those LCD Tiger games?
Yeah,
terrible graphics.
They weren't really video games. They were just like a series of dots. They had like a little football one.
Yeah,
that was like,
those are god-awful.
You know, and like
I couldn't understand why anyone would play those.
No, I played those.
What the technology was at the time.
Yeah, but they had those for years when they had better technology. Like, those things still existed when things like the Game Boy and
At that point, they were ultra cheap.
Yeah, okay, right.
And then I got...
And
like,
they still were awful.
Like, Tetris came out, right? And, everybody was, quote, addicted, unquote. I'm just using that term.
It was a good game.
Even I played Tetris.
To Tetris, and I love that game. I wouldn't say I was addicted, but I could spend an entire afternoon, maybe even a whole day, just playing Tetris. And like, wow, where did the day go?
Yep, that's a classic, for sure. So we were talking about the gaming disorder, as they're calling it. Or acute gaming disorder is what they're calling it in the American Psychiatric Association. The World Health Organization has added it to their list of problems, calling it internet gaming disorder. So apparently you can have a internet gaming disorder and maybe just a normal gaming disorder where you don't go on the internet to play. The American Psychiatric Association estimated that upwards of 1% of the U.S. population may be potentially diagnosed with an acute gaming disorder. Studies primarily conducted in Asia, quote, suggest that when these individuals are engrossed in internet games, certain pathways in their brains are triggered in the same direct and intense way that a drug addict's brain is affected by a particular substance.
Enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, exactly.
Get that dopamine hit.
Yeah.
The gaming prompts a neurological response that influences feelings of pleasure and reward, and the result, in the extreme, is manifested as addictive behavior. Unquote. Dr. Alan Francis, who chaired the task force that oversaw the production of a past edition of the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the Bible of U.S. psychiatry, tweeted that recognizing gaming disorder could help some people, but also carries the risk of mislabeling, quote, millions of normal recreational gamers, unquote.
Well, and undoubtedly some government organization is going to introduce some legislation about gaming disorder or what have you, and it's all going to turn to...
They've got that in South Korea, as a matter of fact. You didn't read this story, right? Because
you know, when government gets involved in something, you know legislation is coming, and you know it's going to be bad.
Right, because that's
always is.
All they have is the hammer. They only have the tool of violence, which is everything. That's what backs all their little programs. Though there are support groups for sex addicts and food addicts, gambling is the only behavioral addiction recognized in current U.S. or international diagnostic manuals. South Korea, however, has been long at the vanguard of concern about addiction to video games. In 2011, South Korea's government gang passed the so-called Cinderella Law, requiring games to include automatic shutdown for children 15 or younger after midnight.
Oh, my God.
Most teens quickly found workarounds, though, using VPN connections or signing on as their parents.
You go,
surprise,
teens.
Surprise, guess what? Yeah, hey, politicians, young people are smarter than you at this whole internet thing.
By a large margin. I mean, yeah. Technology is outpacing government.
Oh, thank goodness.
Something like 10 to 1. Or yeah. I don't remember what the actual figure is. But, like, the ability to have these workarounds for not just video game stuff, but for, like, other legislation that's passed is growing, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't reached any sort of critical mass with it yet.
2 years later, a lawmaker proposed legislation in South Korea that would classify games alongside alcohol, drugs, and gambling as major addictions to be battled by society. The proposal was debated for years before finally fizzling. In response to growing concerns, the video game industry established a Game Culture Foundation to promote the idea that gaming is a cultural asset rather than a social ill. The foundation set up 5 clinics around South Korea to treat what it calls, quote, game overindulgence. Unquote.
It just seems like blame, right? You know, let's blame the video games, right?
That's right. Well, because it's easier to blame a game than it is to blame bad parenting.
Right. The societal, you know, things that are failing people as they grow up.
In the last 5 years, they've treated 17,000 people at these clinics. For the 21-year-old raised by his grandmother, visits to hospitals and clinics over the years never worked. Each time, he'd give up after 1 or 2 sessions. And, you know, you do have to want to stop the problem, right? You can never really be effectively forced into treatment. And anybody that's ever been to a forced treatments seminar or whatever, or series of courses, can tell you,
yeah,
that if you're in a place with a bunch of people who don't want to be there, it's not going to be effective.
Right.
Yeah, you can't stop until you really want to.
Addiction ran in the family. His grandfather was an alcoholic who for decades drank several bottles a day. Until his recent death due to cancer, the parallel seemed obvious to the woman who lived with both of them, the constant need for a fix, the deceit involving hiding their habits, and the inability to quit. Her grandson disputes the idea he was ever addicted to video games, even though he routinely missed school because he would play for 12 hours at a stretch. Now, you can't blame somebody for missing school. I mean, who wants to go that crap?
Yeah.
Many of the video games he played featured the opportunity to buy loot boxes, which contain randomized prizes. It wasn't much of a leap into another addiction that he readily acknowledges, gambling. He began dabbling in illegal offshore sports betting websites. In recent years, he resorted to petty fraud to get gambling cash, like selling his motorcycle to multiple people online. He was arrested in July on fraud charges related to his gambling debts and is currently in jail awaiting a trial. Do you think that's common where these loot boxes will then translate into an actual gambling addiction?
You know, the thing about the loot boxes is that these have been really controversial. There are places that do consider them gambling. And,
yeah.
And the governments there have said, you can't do that because it's gambling.
Are you familiar with these loot boxes?
I am familiar. The only, you know, sort of recent news that I've heard about any of them is that a bunch of these loot box companies are going under for failure to provide a compelling product. And also, they're customer service is very poor. Like, people would cancel.
Are you talking about the physical delivery?
Physical loot boxes.
What we're talking
about, within the game.
Within the game. Right.
Oh, I absolutely think that probably, like, if you already have the, we'll call it the addictive personality or the addiction traits, right? That would, obviously, that would be something that would be taken advantage of to somebody of that disposition. So,
but what I want to know is how many people go from a loot box addict to going and, you know, actually going in an online casino and gambling real money.
Good question. I don't know any numbers on that.
Well, this guy apparently did.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is real money. I don't mean to say that you don't pay real money for these loot boxes, because apparently you can buy them in many of these games. And so the addict would, of course, keep buying and buying and buying in the hopes that they're going to get a new skin or whatever, some rando rare or, you know, close to rare thing. And just keep paying money until they get what they want.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like anything else, right? Buying a lottery ticket, right? You know, is it compelling? Yes. Is it entertaining? Sure. Does it trigger your dopamine receptors, as Michael, you know, mentioned? Yeah, absolutely. It does all of those things. So,
should it be outlawed?
No. No.
But what about the children?
Should children be outlawed? No. I like
parents should not be giving children their debit cards.
That's a good point. Of course, they could always just take it out of their purse.
When I was in, like, seventh grade.
So, yeah, you get a good point.
When I was in, like, seventh grade, they had us put on, like, a mock casino.
Really?
Right. So the school was, like, teaching us how to gamble at blackjack and, you know.
What were you betting?
Them or whatever. Just chips, right?
Okay.
Brought in actual, like, chips and, like, I mean, it wasn't, like, real money, but, like,
was the purpose to show that, you know, gambling's a problem or to just teach you how to gamble?
I'm not really sure what the purpose was. I think maybe a couple of the teachers got high one day and were like, you know what, let's make the kids put on a casino. Let's see if we can pull that off.
So it was more than one class that did it?
Yeah, there were multiple classes involved. They did some other things.
And where was this?
Similar to that. I grew up in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin,
so,
okay.
Wisconsin Public Schools. I have some weird tales about my public schooling that we can get into later, but they did something else later on called, it was called something like Trade Expo or something, where, like, you had to create a fake business and put up a fake storefront and, you know, try and sell people your fake products, and you earned some sort of grade for, you know, how accurate your fake was.
Finally, in an interview from behind jail window, the young man said he doesn't think much about video games anymore. Well, he's in prison. He says, quote, I just played whenever I felt empty and depressed.
He probably thinks about them all the time.
Well, guess how you're going to feel when you get out of prison, because you won't have a job. You won't have anything going for you. Hour number three is next. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.